是我非常喜爱的一卷书卷。
The first thing is because it's very short.
那第一是因为这本书呢非常的短。
Just only chapter 1 to chapter 5.
那只有一到五章。
But yet there's a lot of the spiritual teaching is in this passage.
但是呢，在经节当中却有非常丰富的属灵教训。
That we know that James he focuses on the what is a true faith.
那雅各呢，他非常专注什么是真实的信仰。
Faith is not come just only through our mouth, but by was supported by the actions.
那这个信心呢，不是单单嘴中说说而已，而是要伴随着行为。
When here the James he mentioned about the different kind of people. It's not a people, but different kind of situation.
那与其说是不同类型的人，倒不如说是不同的境况。
So how we can help ourselves to be a true Christian.
那如何能够帮助我们成为一位真正的基督徒？
Now let's look at the James chapter 1.
那我们请翻开雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1 verse 12.
第一章十二节。
James chapter 1 verse 12.
雅各书第一章十二节。
The blessed is a man who, chapter 1 verse 12. Blessed is a man who perseveres under trial. But once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who loved him.
十二节，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。这是主应许给那些爱他之人的。
Book of James, from the beginning, here he focuses on the first part, he shared the first part, focus on this perseverance.
那雅各书一开始的时候呢，他的一个重点就是谈到的要忍受试炼。
Now he asked us to be the man of a man who we can say man who persevere under the trial.
求神呢能够帮助那些在试炼中的人。
We in our course of our life.We sometimes encounter difficulties and trials.
那我们在生命过程当中，有时候会遇见试炼以及苦难。
And sometimes we don't know why things happen in our life.
有时候我们不明白为什么苦难试炼会临到我们身上。
But we know that, but God knows everything.
但是呢，神却知道所有的事。
And then here the verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man who persevere under trial. Why? For once he has been approved."He will receive the crown of life.
那为什么说忍受试探的人是有福的呢？因为呢，他经过试验之后，必要得到生命的冠冕。
Always there's after the trials, and then there's a reward.
总是在经过试炼之后才会得到奖赏。
Because this reward is precious.
而这个奖赏呢是非常可贵的。
James mentioned that how precious.Is worthy of the crown of life.
雅各也同时谈到了这生命的冠冕是何等的可贵。
And in Job chapter 23, when Job he was under the trial.
在约伯记二十三章里面记载，当约伯经过试炼之后
，God never revealed to the Job why he have gone through this kind of trial.
在约伯经历试验的时候呢，神并没有。向他显现。
That's why it becomes a great testing to the Job.
那因此在这试验当中，对约伯来说呢，就是一个非常大的一个考验。
But Job has a confidence.
但是约伯却充满信心。
What he is receiving this trial can make me better, to refine me to be like a gold.
因为他知道经过试炼之后。他必熬炼成金金。
Now we understand that those three friends that came to him at the beginning, they just share with him comfort him.
那当他在受试炼的时候，他的朋友从远方而来，来安慰他。
But later all they become like a teachers, they all become like above the job and rebuke him, maybe because of you have gone through, because of you away from God.
那后来他的朋友呢，却责备他，想一定是你犯什么错得罪神，因此呢才会遇见如此的试验。
So even his own wife, turn away from him.
甚至他的妻子也要他来离弃神。
But yet, during his trials, he never, he himself turn away from God, but he trusts in God.
但是在试验当中，他并没有离开神，反而对神有无比的信心。
Because he knows God is good.
因为他知道神是良善的。
And let's turn to Job chapter 23.
我们请翻开约伯记第二十三章。
Job chapter 23 from verse 10.
约伯记二十三章从第十节开始。
Job chapter 23 verse from 10.
约伯记二十三章第十节。
But he knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has felt fast to his path. I have kept his way and not turned aside. Verse 12. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. I'm sorry. You have to read it.
Oh, okay. 第十节，然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。十一节，我脚追随他的步履，我谨守他的道，并不偏离。十二节。他嘴唇的命令我未曾背弃，我看中他口中的言语，过于我虚用的饮食。
Verse 10, the Job says he knows the way I take.
第十节，约伯说他知道他所经历的，他所行的路。
That means the Job didn't know the way he took it. But God knows.
虽然约伯并不知道他所要经历的是什么，但是神却知道。
So he knows that. He knows that God is good. Otherwise, he cannot say this.
他知道神知道这一切，不然的话呢，他无法在试验中存活。
That was a great trial because he lost all his children and also all his belongings.
因为他所经历的试验是大的，他失去了所有的财产，并且失去了他所有的儿女。
Now all his friends now turn around from him.
所有的朋友呢，都离他而去。
So one is one of the most sorrowful moments and the loneliest moment at that time.
在这个时候，他所经历的是极其痛苦，并且是孤独的一段时间。
But yet never he turned away from God, but he holding him and trust him.
那即使在这种情况之下，他并没有离弃神，反而紧紧的抓住神，相信神。
Sure that after this trial, and then he received the great reward in verse 10 he mentioned that.
但在第十节同时也谈到的，在经过这严峻的试炼之后呢，他必得到赏赐。
That's when he has tried me, I shall come forth as a gold.
所以说当神试炼他之后呢，他必如金金。
Now many times our character to be built by the trials and difficulties.
在试炼以及困难当中会塑造我们的品格。
If our life doesn't have a trials, our life doesn't have any kind of suffering in our life faced, then we cannot improve our quality of our character.
那我们的品格，我们的这个坚韧呢？如果没有遇见试炼，我们就不会有机会来长进。
So the trials many times they turn around to us to have a great benefit to us.
所以试炼有时候常常是对我们有益的。
And because of the trials, we can get to know God better and deeper.
因为借着试验，我们能够更进一步的来认识神。
Do we know the Job chapter 42 end up Job? He mentioned about it, about how much his quality of his relationship with God is improved.
在四十二章里面，约伯自己说到他的信仰经过试炼之后是如何的进步。
At the beginning, maybe. His understanding of God is by the hearing.
开始的时候呢，他是风闻有神。
But after this trial, he's changed because now he can see him.
但是经过试炼之后，他 变成他亲眼的看见神。
Sometimes we have a quality at the beginning when we repent in front of God.
有时候我们在神面前来悔改。
That repent is very precious.
在神面前悔改是非常可贵的。
Because that's the first repent so that we can come to God and we can put on the Christ.
这个悔改是亲近神的第一步，也是穿戴基督的第一步。
So that we can rejoice because we become a new person in the Lord.
那接着呢，我们就会因为我们成为一位新人，能够在主里面得到喜乐。
But once we get into our life, to get into the trial sometimes.
但是当我们身处试炼当中的时候
，and then we can go through the like a difficult time.
那这个时候是非常难受的。
And that we find out there is a God.
但是这在过程当中，我们发现神与我们同在。
We really truly discover the God's grace and God's mercy and His love. We find out of the trial and difficulties.
我们也在患难试炼当中发现神是与我们同在。神借着这个试炼来熬炼我们。
This God is different than the first time I met my God.
这个神呢是和我起初所认识的神不一样。
So when Job in chapter 42, in the last chapter, he repent in front of God.
在约伯记四十二章，也就是最后一章，约伯他在神面前来悔改。
This is true prayer.
那他向神的祷告是一个真实的祷告。
Now let's look at the Job chapter 42.
我们请翻开约伯记四十二章。
Job chapter 42 from verse 1.
从第一节开始。
Then Jacob answered, chapter 42 from verse 1.Then Jacob answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do all things, and that no purpose of thine can be thwarted. Who is this that I do counsel without knowledge? There I have a declare, which I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Verse 4. Hear, know, and I will speak. I will ask thee, and do this.Instruct me, verse 5. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see thee. Therefore I retract that I repent in dust and ashes. These passages, we find out the Job's, there's a great prayer.
在这段经节里面记载的这约伯一段非常美的祷告。
I think at the beginning he have a certain knowledge of God.
在开始的时候，他对神的认识是有限的。
I'm sure because he has a certain like his own, in a sense his own like a formula to understand God.
对神的理解，他是用他的思考方式。
So I think he has a confidence this way that he knows God, and that's how much he himself has his own confidence.
借着这种方式，他自以为他是认识神的。
But after go through the trial,
但是经过这些试炼之后。
He realized God is a huge and God is a great.
他明白的神是伟大的，神是奇妙的。
The what he know, what he understand, God is truly the small and little.
那他过去对神的认识实在是太微小了。
Daily he cannot express the how much he knows God to other people.
因此呢，他无法向别人诉说。他所认识的神是什么样的神
？This much actually he close to God.
但是这个时候他与神呢却更加的亲近。
Once we further knowing God more and deeper.
当我们进一步的认识神的时候
，Our understanding of God, knowledge of God is very little.
过去我们对神的认知是非常的微小的。
That is indicator how much we close to God.
但是。在微小对神的有限认知当中，却让我们更加的来亲近神。
If we continue close to God, then we naturally our life to be humble enough that we can be small enough in front of God.
那我们越是亲近神，我们越觉得自己的微小在神面前也就越加的谦卑。
This is the crown of life.
那这就是所谓生命的冠冕。
Because this is the reward, great reward spiritually.
这是属灵中的一个极大的一个奖赏。
So in the James chapter 1 verse 12 is blessed is a man who persevere under the trial.
那雅各书第一章十二节说，忍受试探的人是有福的。
If you look at the Genesis chapter 26, Isaac he had the great faced great trouble in his life.
在这个 这个创世纪二十六章里面讲到了当以撒经过他生命中的试炼的时候
because famine came into the into this land
因为当时呢饥荒临到的那个地方
but God says do not depart from this land
但是神告诉他说你不要离开这个地方
do not go down to Egypt
不要下到埃及去
so where I shall you stay there then I'll bless you
你如果留在那里我将要大大的赐福你
God never mentioned how long you can stay here how much I'll bless you God never mentioned these things
但是神却从来没为他对他说过你要在这里停留多久我要将来要如何赐福于你
but just bear with it in this land
只是告诉他说你留在这里
So Isaac just stayed this land
那以撒呢就继续的留在那个地方
The Bible doesn't mention how long it is because Bible only mentioned it is a long time
圣经并没有明确的说他在那里停留多少只说他在那里留了一段很长的时间
Because he stayed the land that's a territory of Philistine
因为当时他所居留之地是属于非利士人的土地
He was quite scared because in that land he's a stranger, he's a foreigner.
因为他处于非利士人当中，他是一个这个外来的人，他非常的恐惧。
But that is the God's will for him.
但是呢，这却是神对他的旨意。
But after has been there for a long time.
在那个地方待留了很长的一段时间之后
，God blessed him.
神祝福他。
Bible mentioned 100 times fold.
圣经记载神给他的祝福是百倍的祝福。
That's why the Philistine around him, they jealous to him.
因此呢，在他周围生活的这个非利士人就非常的羡慕他。
So they trying to push him out of him away from their territory.
他们非常的嫉妒他，想要把他从内地赶出去。
So when he keep away and away from them, and he digging the well.And then these people come and also to destroy the well.
他离开这非利士人，但是每到一地，他掘一口井，非利士人就将他所掘的井又把它填平了。
So he keep on moving out of the territory.
那他就一步一步的离开非利士人他们的。
But end up he reached to the place named Beel Seba.
最后他到了别示巴。
Now let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
我们请翻开创世纪第二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26 from verse 23.
从二十三节开始。
Genesis chapter 26 from verse 23 to 25.And then he went out from there to Beelzebub, 24. And the Lord appeared to him in the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for the sake of my servant Abraham. So he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants dug a well.Isaac went up to from there to the Beel Seba.
后来呢，这以撒呢来到别示巴。
Already third times that he move on to this place of Beel Seba.
那这是第三次的这个迁移。
And so far God doesn't show up to him, but this time.God appeared to him again.
但是这一次呢，神向他显现。
And God encouraged him.
神呢，这个鼓励他。
With a true blessing.
向他说，他要赐福于他。
The what God says to Isaac is, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you."
神对以撒说的是，我是你父亲亚伯拉罕的神，你不要惧怕，因为我要与你同在，要赐福于你。
God watched over him so far in his all when he was under the trial. God watched over him.
那也就是说，当他在经历试炼的时候呢，神一路都在观察他。
But after he moved out of this land.
但是呢，当他从那地出来的时候
，Now he reached the Beel Seba.
就到了拔示巴这个地方。
Then God showed up to him and blessed him.
就在这个时候，神向他显现，并且赐福于他。
This is the worthy of a crown of life.
那这就是生命的冠冕。
I think this time Isaac realized, this is the blessing of God.
那这个时候，以撒才惊然 觉得这就是神的赐福。
When he was in the land of Philistine, Bible doesn't mention that he set up the altar and offered to God.
当他还在非利士人的地方的时候呢，圣经并没有记载他在那里向神来筑坛。
But in Beelzebub, he here verse 25, and built an altar there and offered to God.
但是到了八十八之后，在二十五节记载的，他就在那里为神筑了一座坛。
The Beelzebub is a historically very precious word.
The 八十八呢是一个非常有价值的一句话。
In Genesis chapter 21, also Abraham also dealing with the place this Beelzebub.
那二十一章同时也谈到的，他的父亲亚伯拉罕也在八十八这个地方。
At this time of the Abraham and also the Philistine between them, they made a covenant at that time.
在亚伯拉罕的时候，也在八十八这个地方，亚伯拉罕与非利士人立约。
This is the second time that Isaac made a covenant between the Philistine.
这是以撒和非利士人第二次的立约。
What is this covenant is Philistine people came to Abraham and now came to Isaac.
这个约就是这个非利士人呢，与这个亚伯拉罕之间的事，以及非利士人与以撒之间的事。
They find out God is with them.
他们发现了神与他同在。
So they want to make this covenant.
因此呢，非利士人想要与他来立约。
Let's look at the chapter 26, verse 20, from verse 26.
我们看二十六章第二十六节。
Then Abimelech came to him from the Gilgal and with the advisors Ahazarth and Phicol, the commander of his army. And Isaac said to them, Why have you come to me, since you hate me, and have sent me away from you? Verse 28. And they said, We see plainly that the Lord has been with you. So we said, Let there now be an oath between us, even between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you. You find out this covenant is initiated by the Philistine, the commanders, and the king.
我看到这个约呢是这个非利士的王亚比米勒他所提议的。
They find that God is with them.
因为他发现神与以撒同在。
Actually, they are the one that try to give a hard time to the Isaac.
虽然过去他们给这个以撒呢带来很多的麻烦。
But they want to make a covenant with Isaac.
但是这个时候呢，他们却想要和以撒来立约。
Because they can see God is with him.
因为他们明明白白的看见神与以撒同在。
It becomes a Beelzebub. Beelzebub.
这就是在八十八之约。
And Beelzebub means it's a seven well.
这八十八的意思就是说第七座井
，and also well of oath, and the two is combined together.
就是启示之井。
They make the peace treaty with between these two people.
就是这两族之间呢，有了一个和平的约定。
So all the Philistine, they respect man of God.
这个非利士人呢，对于这个神人呢，是非常的敬重。
So it's precious because our perseverance.
因此呢，这忍受患难是非常可贵的。
Do we find that when Jesus have gone through when he was cast into the wilderness and Satan tempted him three times?
当耶稣在旷野的时候，撒旦三次来试探他。
But Jesus overcame all the temptation.
但是耶稣却胜过这三次的试探。
They rely on God and they rely on the word of God.
因为他仰赖神，依靠神的话语。
He never defeated by the temptation of Satan.
因此呢，他能够击败撒旦来的试探。
Do we understand the temptation coming to us when we are weak?
那试探是在什么时候来呢？就是通常在我们软弱的时候。
Sometimes we're losing something.
那有时候我们失去了一些东西。
So we when you are your life and my life we are encounter difficult times challenges and trials.
当你我的生命当中遇见这些挑战、遇见困难的时候
，Maybe we don't know why things happen to my life.
有时候我们不明白为什么这些事会临到我们身上。
But if you continue to stick to God and trust Him,
但是如果你继续的信赖神、相信神
，Because reward is great.
那从神来的奖赏将会是大的。
First, your faith to be completed.
首先你的 信心会因此而全备。
Your life is enough to acceptable to God.
那你的生命在神眼中也是可蒙悦。
Your heart can offer to God to be acceptable.
啊，那你的心在神面前也是蒙悦。
With your heart to offer to God, so you can glorify the name of God.
那你所向神所奉献的一切都是蒙神悦纳，并且是荣耀神的。
Crown of life.
生命的冠冕。
It's not come from us, it come from God.
不是从人来的，而是从神那里来的。
Many times come from the trial.
那有时候常常生命的冠冕是试炼之后才来的。
If you are in this trial,
如果你身处试炼当中
and never be discouraged.
不要失志。
What? Why? Because God is watch over you.
为什么呢？因为神一直都在看顾你。
Because God is with you.
因为神与你同在。
And second one, let's look at the James chapter 1.
那我们接着再翻开雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节。
James chapter 1, verse 8, here James mentioned that being a double-minded man.
第八节里面谈到了这个心怀二意的人。
This is not the good one.
那这不是一个值得我们学习
的。I hope you and I not to be like a double-minded.
那我希望我们都不是那心怀二意的人。
And from, let's read from verse 5.
那我们从第五节开始读。
But if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Verse 6.
第六节。
But let him ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Verse 7.
七节。
But let not that man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his way. Yeah, double-minded. I hope you and I not to be the part of this category of the double-minded man.
希望呢，我们都不是那心怀恶意的人。
There's a this kind of story I read just like to share with you.
我想和各位分享我曾经读过的一则故事。
There's a man who you know who ride one wheel bicycle.
那有一个人呢？他所骑的是一个单轮的自行车。
And he set up the long rope between the two side quite high, it's kind of cliff side, between the cliff and the two side, they put the
他在两个悬崖当中呢，架起了一条线。
And then ride one single this wheel to ride the bicycle to go and back, you know.
他骑着他单轮的自行车，要从悬崖的这一边到悬崖的另外一边。
Now everybody just clapping hands and everybody have a, just support him.
在场的人为他喝彩，并且给他精神鼓励。
Wow, you never make the mistake. You can do it.
他说你过去从来没有失手过，你可以过去。
This is not the first time. I know, because you so far you can do all this time so far all success.
因为呢。过去呢，你曾经在你所做的每一件事，你都是成功的。
You know, so this man, the one who ride the single wheel, and now he invited.
那这个骑着单轮自行车的人呢，就想要去试一试。
Anybody who confidence, you can come to me and you can experience with me, so you can come to my neck too.So go together, going and back together.
在场的人都对他非常有信心，相信呢，他能够骑着单轮自行车从这边走，骑到另外一端，又从另外一端再骑回来。
And no one can daily come up to put himself on the top of him.
那没有一个人呢，对他的能力会有所怀疑。
Sometimes we think our faith. We read the Bible too.
有时候我们读这个圣经。我们好像有信心。
Sometimes we think we have a faith.
有时候觉得我们充满了信心。
But truly, we jump into the faith, then the kind of hesitation.
但是当我们真正遇见事情的时候，这个信心似乎又有一丝的动摇。
Oh, God is Almighty God.
神是那大能的神。
God can do everything.
神无所不能。
But yet, I myself truly come into this the situation to be as a part of this faith. To holding him to go, then there's a hesitation.
但是在神面前，我想却还有的一丝的这个怀疑。
Many times we have this kind of faith. We have one side. We think we have faith.
在我们这个生命的一方，我们好像觉得自己充满了十足的信心。
But one side doesn't have this faith.
但是在另外一边呢，却好像又没有信心。
So double-minded.
这就是心怀恶意。
God doesn't like the double-minded.
神不喜悦那心怀恶意的人。
If we want to trust in God, then trust in Him.
那如果我们要相信神，就要全心的来倚靠他。
Double-minded faith, then it cannot be balanced truly.
那一个心怀恶意的信仰呢，是一个失去平衡的信仰。
That we cannot have a true peace within the Lord.
那心怀恶意的人也无法得到从神那里而来真实的平安。
But simply in this word you mentioned about that we can serve the two masters then.
就像圣经说的，我们不能够同时来侍奉两个
主。But we have a flesh within us.
但是我们却是带着肉体。
The flesh always seeking things that we our life to be stable when we step on this word.
那肉体所追求的常常是这个我们眼睛所能够看得见的。
But one side of the faith is seeking the things we can our step onto the God which is not in this word.
但是信仰的另外一边却是追寻的那看不见的神。
So these are two sides of the struggle within us. It becomes, we can say, double-minded.
这两方的一个挣扎征战就促成了一个心怀恶意的产生。
Jesus mentioned that remember the Lord's wife. Lord's wife. Lord.
Lord. 这个提到了这个罗德的妻子。
You know, God says, run away to the mountain.
那他们要往这个山上去跑去。
So angel told them, run away to the mountain.
那天使告诉他们赶快往山里跑。
But when they run away from the Sodom and Gomorrah, the Lot's wife's heart is still belongs to and the Sodom.
但是就在要逃离索多玛、俄摩拉往山上跑的路上，这个罗德的妻子却仍然心中想念着在城里的一切。
So the heart is split.
因此他的心呢，就一分为二。
Now, at the beginning, they sense the angel says, "Run away!" So they run out of the Sodom.
一开始，当天使吩咐他们赶快离开的时候呢，他们的确是即刻的就离开了。
But yet one side of the heart still in the Sodom.
但是他心中的另外一边呢，却是心系着在索多玛的一切。
And angel said, "Do not look back."
天使也告诉他说，你不要回头看。
But she cannot help, just have to turn away and then look back.
但是他却情不自禁的回头看了一眼。
Find out that there's a place of burning, but her herself to be the column of salt.
当他回头看，看见城呢已经被火来燃烧，而且呢，他立即的就成为一根岩柱。
Which means lost her life.
他就失去了他的生命。
When she turned around, everything she lost at that moment.
当他一转眼的时候呢，他就失去了一切。
The Christian life, we need to have a single-minded.
作为一位基督徒，我们只能有一颗心。
If we believe in God, God is our master. We serve Him only.
如果我们相信神，我们相信神是我们生命的主宰，我们就要专心一意的来侍奉他。
When we pray to God,
当我们向神来祷告
，we have to only holding God alone.
那我们只有紧紧的抓住神。
We believe that nothing can help but God is the ultimate helper in our life.
我们要坚信神是我们生命中唯一的盼望。
Then God truly help us. Then
那神就会真正的来帮助我们。
The winner of the First King chapter 7, chapter 18, they mentioned about the one during the Elijah.
那在以利亚的时候。
That time to Elijah, at that time the contest between the false prophet.
那时候他和这个假先知正进行了一场征战。
He called all the Israelites.
他们将这个以色列人都聚集在一起。
Everybody they come to the mountain, the camel.
他们每一个人大家聚集在那个这个何烈山。
But these people cannot choose which side in their God.
但是百姓呢却无法选择到底是要信奉哪一个。
So the Elijah mentioned that do not hesitate between the two sides.
那以利亚就告诉他们说，你们不要心怀恶意。
Choose the one if God is a true God, believe in Him.
如果你们看见的真神，你们就要全心的来信赖他。
Well, but we have to ask ourselves.
那有时候我们必须要扪心自问。
What kind of faith we have in our heart?
那我们是有的是什么样的一个信仰呢
？Is our heart is splitted?
我们是心怀恶意吗
？Maybe we think we're very smart enough to we can handle our life.
啊，或许我们有足够的智慧来处理我们生命当中所遇见的事情。
Maybe because my knowledge enough, my intellectual mind is enough to handle my life.
或许我们有足够的智慧知识来处理我们生活当中所遇见的事情。
If we have a double-minded,
但是如果我们心怀二意的话
，this life the God is the one hate the most actually.
那神呢？就不与我们同在，因为神憎恨心怀二意。
Let us trust in God.
那我们对神呢要有信心。
So that we can receive all the blessing.
那我们就从神那里能够得到他的祝福。
And with the two double-minded, no matter how long we pray to God.
如果你是心怀二意，不论你向神花多长的时间来祷告
，God do not listen to our prayer then.
神却掩耳不听你的祷告。
I hope we are not in this category of people, one of this double-minded man.
那希望呢，我们都不是那心怀二意的人。
Let's serve God only in our life.
我们要一心一意的。
The last chapter,
侍奉神。
Book of Joshua, the 24 last chapter, and he talked to his people.
约书亚记的第24章，约书亚告诉他的这个百姓们。
Let's look at the last verse, Joshua chapter 24.
我们请看。约书亚记最后一章
Joshua chapter 24 verse 15 and 16
的十五十六节
Joshua chapter 24 verse 15 and 16
约书亚记二十四章十五十六节
Then if it is disagreeable if you decide to serve the Lord choose for yourself today whom you will serve whether the gods which your fathers served which were beyond the riveror the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Verse 16. And the people answered and said, For be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. And here, Joshua, this is his last address to his people.
This is 约书亚对以色列民所说的最后一段话。
They ask his people to choose God and serve him only.
他的勉励百姓呢，你们要选择侍奉神，这是唯一他们可以信靠的神。
No, all the people that answer the right way, they're willing to serve God only.
那百姓呢，齐声回答说，他们要侍奉神。
So during the time of Joshua and his generation, God truly blessed them.
在约书亚的那个时候呢，神大大的赐福给他们。
Because they serve God only.
因为呢，他们只有服侍那天上独一的神。
God will be with us.
神要与我们同在。
The Spirit of God truly encourages you and I.
要神的灵鼓励的我们。
So if we have a double mind, God, the Spirit of God, remove this double mind from us.
那求神的灵能够帮助我们除掉心中存在那。
So that we can serve God only.
那我们能够全心的来信靠神。
God be with us and encourage us.
求神与我们同在。
And this morning mentioned the two things. First one is the one who blessed the man who under the trial.
那今天上午呢谈到的两种类型的人，第一种就是忍受试探的人。
And never be discouraged if you are under the trial.
如果你在试炼当中不要丧气。
Because the spiritual reward is great.
因为经过试探之后，属灵的赏赐是大的。
If we are double-minded,
那但是如果我们是心怀恶意的话
，I hope that today you can remove this double-minded.
求神帮助我们从今日起就除掉心中的心怀恶意。
So you and I, we all become a single-minded. We serve God only.
能够一心一意的来服侍神。
So we can receive the blessing of God.
这样子我们就能够得到神所赐给我们的福气。
Let's sing Hymn 395.
最后我们请唱诗。